I feel grateful to be here with all of you. This morning program is always so enchanting and endearing to all of us, I'm sure. It begins at 4.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jana Bala Bhagiri Bardhari Gopi Jana Bala Bhagiri Bardhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON BVT founder Acharya, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Paripraajaka Acharya Ashtutara Sata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त बिंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। मायापुर नवद्वि धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। अलाचवानी रमणीति धाम की जय। गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी महारानी की जय। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्रीमद भागवतम क्लास की जय। श्री श्री गौरनिताय कृष्ण बलराम राधा श्याम सुंदर दर्शनार्थी की जय। समवेत वैष्णव बिंद की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Samiti Nama. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharya Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshata. So to have a clear consciousness, we are praying to Lord Vasudev to bestow His mercy. So please repeat after me. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Nama
Narayanam Namaskritam. Narancaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato jayam mudiraye nasta prayesu abhadresu nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naistaki. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam we are serving right now, this morning. Second canto, seventh chapter, Srila Prabhupada titles Casual Incarnations with Specific Functions. And today's verse is 31. So in this verse, there is a three pastimes. Sutta Goswami put it such a way, rhyming so nice, like a gist code. You have to pull it out. First is Nandam cha moksheti bhayad varanasya pashat that how Krishna will deliver Nanda Maharaj from the fearful ropes of Varuna. Second is Gopan Bileshu Pihitan Maya Suno Nacha. Krishna will deliver the coward boys hidden in the caves of Bhomasura, son of Maya demon. And third is Anna Apritam Nishi Shayanam Atisramena Lokam Bikuntam Upaneshati Gokulam Sma. And how the Brajabasis lead their life, work very hard to please Krishna. At night they had a wonderful sleep, but actually they were living in Vaikuntha atmosphere. I would say Golok is actually above Vaikuntha, but still here it says Vaikuntha, the pinnacle of Vaikuntha. So three topics. Nandam chamakshati bhayad varunasya pashad. Gopan bileshu pihitan maya sunu nacha. Anni apritam nishi shayanam atisramena. Lokam bikuntham upaneshati gokulam shasma. Nandam chamakshati bhayad varunasya pashan. Gopan bileshu pihitan maya sunu nacha. Anni apritam nishi shayanam atisramena. Lokam vaikuntham upaneshati gokulam sma. Please chant. Nandam chamakshati bhayad varunasya pashad. Gopan bileshu pihitan maya sunu nacha. Anni apritam nishi shayanam atisramena. Lokam vikuntham upaneshati gokulam sma. Nandam cha mokshati bhayad varunasya pasha. Gopan bileshu pihitan maya sunu nacha. Anna apritam nishi shayan ati samena. Lokam vikuntha upaneshati gokulam sma.
Nandam cha
mokshati bhayad varunasya pasha. Gopan bileshu pihitan maya sunu nacha. Anna pritam nishi shayanam ati samena.
Lokam vikuntham upaneshyate gokulam sma.
Lokam vikuntham upaneshyate gokulam sma. Synonyms, translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nandam. Unto Nanda, the father of Krishna.
Unto Nanda, the father of Krishna.
Cha. also.
Mokshayati
saves.
Bhayat
from the fear of.
Varunasya
of Varuna, the demigod of water. Pashat from the clutches. Pashat
from the clutches of.
Gopan,
the
coward man.
Bileshu,
in the caves of the mountain. Pihitan,
placed.
Maya Sunona,
by the son of Maya.
Cha,
also.
Anni,
Apritam,
being very engaged during the
daytime.
Nishi,
at night.
Shayanam,
lying down.
Ati Sramena,
because of hard labor.
Lokam,
planet.
Vaikuntham,
the spiritual sky.
Upaneshati,
he awarded.
Gokulam,
the highest planet.
Shma,
certainly.
Translation. Lord Krishna saves his foster father, Nanda Maharaj, from the fear of the demigod Varuna and release the coward boys from the caves of the mountain, for they were placed there by the son of Maya. It's not Maya, it's Maya. Yeah, Maya is the illusory energy of the Lord. Maya is a demon. Also to the inhabitants of Vrindavan, who were busy working during daytime and sleeping soundly at night because of their hard labor in the day. Lord Krishna awarded promotion to the highest planet in the spiritual sky. All these acts are transcendental and certainly prove without any doubt his Godhead. Purport. Nanda Maharaj, the foster father of Lord Krishna, went to take his bath in the river Jamuna in the dead of night, mistakenly thinking that the night was already over. Thus the demigod Varuna took him to the Varuna planet just to have a look at the personality of Godhead Lord Krishna, who appeared there to release his father. There was no arrest of Nanda Maharaj by Varuna because the inhabitants of Vrindavan were always engaged in thinking of Krishna, in constant meditation on the personality of Godhead, in a particular form of samadhi or trance of bhakti yoga. They had no fear of the miseries of material existence. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is confirmed that to be in the association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead by full surrender in transcendental love frees one from the miseries inflicted by the laws of material nature. Here it is clearly mentioned the inhabitants of Vrindavan were extensively busy in the hard labor of their day's work. And due to the day's hard labor, they were engaged in sound sleep at night. So practically, they had a very little time to devote to meditation. I hope you realize, in the beginning it says they were like in a stage, like a meditation. Now Prabhupada is giving more clarity on it. He says, so practically they had very little time to devote to meditation or to the other paraphernalia of spiritual activities. But factually, they were engaged in the highest spiritual activities only. Everything done by them was spiritualized because everything was dovetailed in their relationship with Lord Sri Krishna. The central point of activity was Krishna, and as such, the so-called activities in the material world were saturated with spiritual potency. That is the advantage of the way of bhakti yoga. One should discharge one's duty on Lord Krishna's behalf, and all one's action will be saturated with Krishna thought, the highest pattern of trance in spiritual realization.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurube Namam Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschata Deshutarine Vancha Kalpa Taruvesha Kripa Sindhubhaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So there's the three pastimes in this wonderful sloka. These are the series of verses, 10, glorifying or establishing Krishna's supremacy by his reciprocation with his very intimate quality, his caring, his affection, his love for his devotees. So this is what we're supposed to see here. Now, Srila Prabhupada's Krishna book, I'm sure you all are fascinated with Krishna book. I love Krishna book actually because Krishna book gives a translation little more than relevant to my life. Like for example, today's one topic is Bhaumasura. When you read the Bhagavatam, I read this morning that part of Bhagavatam. It doesn't talk about police. It talks about the thieves. There's a three groups. The shepherd, you know, they're playing the game. Somebody will steal the sheep. And other will catch. But Prabhupada translate in Krishna book, police. There is another group called police. It's not in the Bhagavatam, but Prabhupada's own translation. It's so nice. That means somebody is watching and going to punish. And that's Krishna took that side of shelter. And Bhaumasura came of thief. So Krishna going to really grab him. So legally, I mean, he is doing his role. But internally, he is actually very merciful to that demon and to the everybody in that play. So I'm going to read the Krishna book and Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur commentary. We just read Srila, BBT translation on 10th canto, 28th chapter. The 28th chapter described the stealing of Nanda by Varuna and Varuna's prayers to Krishna. Hearing what had happened from the mouth of Nanda, the coward men were very surprised. Because of this, Krishna showed them Vaikuntha. Sukadev narrates this pastime because he's telling the story of Krishna forgiving Indra for his offense. He remembered how Krishna also forgave Varuna for his offense. One of the Varuna's Asuric servant brought Nanda Maharaj to Varuna because he, out of ignorance, speculated that Nanda had entered the water at an inauspicious time. He was wrong. However, since Nanda entered the water according to the rules of scriptures, this is explained later, Ajyata Mama Kena Madhune. Other coward man had accompanied Nanda Maharaj as guard when he went to take his bath at night. Though Krishna was sleeping on his bed of flowers far off, he heard the coward man shouting, Krishna Rama. So here, Sanatana Goswami Pad, I'm going to just paraphrase a little bit because it's a long reading. I don't know how many of you ever went to take bath in a river with a current and you actually take bath by holding hand. So Nanda Maharaj always used to go take bath early morning, especially Ekadashi, next day, Dadashi, before sunrise, just like we get up for Mangalarti, same thing. So you better get used to Mangalarti because in spiritual world they wake up early. So they would grab all the brothers, like, okay, then they would go inside and one by one they will say, okay, I'll go first under the water and then when I wake up, I get up, the other brother goes, he gets up, the other brother goes. It's like that cycle. So it's happening, all of a sudden Nanda Maharaj also went, but he didn't come up. And they like, well, he went, what happened? So should they break the cycle or... So then they had a discussion, okay, one brother, Upananda, the elder, he says, let me go and find out. So he went underwater, he could not, he traced. And he came back, he said, I could not see, did he get up? He said, no. Then where they started panicking, because they love Nanda Maharaj. I'm sure you all are familiar. First of all, they are Vaishya, they are not a king. How did Nanda as a Vaishya, son of Prajjana, became a king? Because of his divine quality of caring for the citizen. And not only that, Nanda Maharaj is not actually entitled, Vedic culture is the elder brother. I remember Shesha Prabhu, many years back, he gave a class. He said, why the eldest are given the opportunity to become the successor? Because he takes the burden of all the debts. That nobody talks. They only talk about the position. But, you know, the king has a lot of responsibility and duty. Who is going to take the burden? So generally, elderly person or elderly brother or older son are responsible to take that responsibility. That's why. It is not like a position only. It is a position, but responsibility comes with it. That people don't talk so much. They only talk like, oh, it's a big position. So anyway, back to this. Nanda Maharaj had such a divine quality that when, after Prajjana Maharaj, their grandfather left, this world. Before he left this world, he went for Banaprastha to meditate. He was a Shiva Bhakta. That's why he actually got a boon from Lord Shiva that he will have a son who will get a Bhagavan, God, as a son. So Lord Shiva gave him blessing this. And Upananda, the older brother, he saw Nanda Maharaj's quality, the father of Krishna, such a divine quality, those attitude he has, his characters, his dealings with everybody. He thought, Kamsa is the emperor, kind of. You know, within emperor there is other kings. So, Vrindavan is under Kamsa still, but is run by this Prajjana Maharaj. Then Prajnana Maharaj, when he is about to take Vanaprastha, he said, somebody has to take over the kingdom. He knows Nanda Maharaj, second son, middle son, is very qualified, but still he wanted to maintain the system, that eldest son. So, and then he left. He said, you arrange the festival, and then I'm going to go with my wife for Vanaprastha. So they went. On one auspicious day, Prajnana Maharaj was sitting there. Upananda, the oldest brother, was sitting there. All the Brahmana did the jagna and everything. So the way they coronate the successor by wearing Raja Tilak, just like we have a Tilak. One side is Krishna, one side is Radharani, and this is Vrindavan. Every tilak has a symbol, has a significance. So Radha Krishna in this part, we put a leaf like a Vrindavan. So Radha Krishna lives here in Vrindavan. That's why I say Keshava. Keshava, where Krishna is absorbed, combing hair of Radharani. It's very significant. So anyway, back to this. So he going to coronate. So the Brahmana came, the head Brahmana, he said, okay, Upananda, you're going to be the Maharaj. He said, okay, how? He said, by wearing this tilakam. He said, give me the tilak and show me. So he said, well, you're going to put on tilak like this, with a little red dot. Then from that moment, you are declared as a future king from now and future, and everybody. He said, okay, wonderful. So Nanda Maharaj was a younger brother, middle brother. He brought him on his lap. He said, Nanda, you have to sit here with me on my lap. Otherwise, I don't feel like to take the responsibility. He said, okay, no problem. Because he was a young man, but very enthusiastic, very caring, very loving, very affectionate to everybody in the whole village. So when they started chanting the mantra, Upananda got the tilakam and then put it on Nanda Maharaj's forehead. He said, he's the future king. And Nanda Maharaj was like, me? I thought you are the oldest. He said, no, you are. But it's already done. We cannot change it. So Nanda Maharaj became instantly king, not knowing that he is. Anyway, that's a beautiful pastimes. Jiva Goswami Pad narrates very nicely. So Nanda Maharaj was lost and they could not find. That's where they started crying and calling out, Krishna, Rama, whenever they had. And the gopis also in Vrindavan, they always sing, Govinda Dama Dara Madhaveti, Govinda Dama Dara Madhaveti. This is the song, it's all over Vrindavan by the ladies every day, every moment. Is that whether they're churning butter or anything. This is from Bhagavatam, last line of one verse, very nicely, but they adopt this. So the men's also, they sing different names. They sing sometimes Krishna, Rama, they call him different name. And each name, why so powerful? Because it has a relationship, their own experience. That's why it carries so much weight. When they call those names, it reaches to Krishna because of that relationship. I was reading Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's hundredth fault of Apasampradaya. It's called Sato Doshini. Apasampradaya Sato Doshini. So there's one verse. I got scared, but it was very striking. So I memorized because of that, out of fear. He says, he composed those verses. He says, how does it go? Anarthan na lage, name gun buja jai na. Anartha na lage, name Krishna seva payana. If you do not remove anarthas, then you cannot be attracted by the quality, divine quality of Bhagavan. and chanting, endearing, so attractive, anybody will fall in love with Krishna. And then he quoted this verse from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's conversation. It's in from Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Bhakta deha paile hai gunera smaran gunakrishta haiya kare nirmala bhajan. When you actually serve and pleasing the Lord, he says, when you are attracted by the quality of the Lord, not just chanting, but attracted by the quality. When we are attracted by the divine quality of the Lord, that time our chanting, actually we are serving Krishna. That's very profound. So these pastimes, actually, all these pastimes also does three things. Ram Govinda Prabhu yesterday, very nicely he said something very interesting, because I was meditating on it for a whole week. We just finished Gopal Champu after 2.5 months reading. That we have a three existence. We have a physical body. So we serve the physical body by the food, breathing, air. There's air body. Within physical body there's air body, vital body. Then we also sleep, we bathe, like this, we take care of this. And then you have to also hear Bhagavad Gita talks about the 6th chapter about mind, intelligence. Also Bhagavatam class we talk. Those actually purify the subtle body. But still we will stay hungry spiritually, will not advance unless we feed the soul body also. Soul also. I am the soul. I have a subtle body covering, also physical body covering. We have to feed all three bodies every day. That's why it's a little harder. But what option we have? There is no option. That's it. So we have to take care of the body, physical body, subtle body. And how do you feed the soul? By Krishna Katha. Chanting. Krishna's quality. These are the every day we have to do. So if we do three, then we will advance very quick. So back to this. Then when they could not find, they called out Krishna. Because they are that those names, Brajabhashi has a relationship, it reaches Krishna very quick like moment, by the time they finish the attack. In Kurukshetra, when Mother Yashoda says, I'm not going unless my son is here, and she called, Gopal! Krishna was sitting with 16,108 queens, and each queen had a 1,000 brahmanas around Yagya Kunda, the fire. Can you imagine 1,000 brahmanas with each queen? How big that 16,000? You're talking about few miles. I could not figure it out like that. But one Krishna and Balaram, they are sitting in a big singhasan. All of a sudden, the queen, everybody saw that Krishna is taking off crown and all the jewelry because of the call of Mother Yashoda one time. And she said, I'll call one more time if he is not here. I will die. She could not even finish her calling Krishna's name, Gopal. Krishna actually ran from inside to outside. There was a hidden arrangement by Uddhava. That's why we are eternally indebted to Uddhava. He did such a wonderful thing for the Brajabhashi. He loves Brajabhashis. He respects Brajabhashis. He found himself that having all the knowledge is useless unless Krishna is directed towards Krishna and pleasing Krishna. But when he conversed with Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, later on the gopis, hearing Radharani's, then he found himself that all this knowledge is should work under Brajavashi's prema. Then they are good, otherwise it's useless. So knowledge is good, but as long as it is under the bhakti. Otherwise it's going to make us pride and some or other disturb. So when they call Krishna, Krishna immediately heard. Then what happened?
here.
Varuna, in the meantime, they call Krishna, but in the meantime, what happened? The Samudra Dev, there's one demigod called Samudra Dev, he's in charge of the ocean. But Varun Dev is in charge of the, all the water, including your home water. All the water in the here. Varun Dev is legally in charge. And so Varun Dev, he has actually some or other gate or entrance from any water place he could come in and out. They have that capacity. And all his messenger also, they have that capacity. Of course, I'm not trying to scare you, turning on the faucet and like, whether somebody will pop in. No, I don't mean that way. They are not easy to come out. But over there, they created this atmosphere. Actually, it is Varun Dev's own intention. He wanted to have a darshan of Lord Krishna. So he was discussing in his court, and one of the messengers took this message, that if we can somehow or other kidnap Krishna's father or any Brajavasi who Krishna loves, then Krishna will go after. Well, they have no right, they have no power to touch even Brajavasi. What to talk about kidnapping? Without Jogamaya's permission, there is no way. But when they have such a deep emotional... Varun Dev is also a devotee. He's not a Brajavasi, but he's a great devotee. When such an intense desire to have darshan of Krishna, it has to sing three things I mentioned before. There is an initiating cause, there is a sanctioning cause, and then Jogamaya instrumental cause. So initiating cause, Varun Dev desired, but Krishna has to sanction. So Krishna actually sanctioned this. Okay, I'll give my darshan. And how it will arrange, this is Jogamaya's part. She plays this role. So when Krishna heard it, he immediately ran to the bank, and he also kind of told the Jogamaya. You can read in Adilila chapter 4.29.30, Prabhupada gave a very nice explanation how Jogamaya works. Krishna told Jogamaya, let me forget that I am supreme omniscient, so that I can act like a small child and act like a really like enjoying as a child, helpless child like this. Otherwise not possible. Of course, he still, omniscience is within him, but it can be covered by his own will, own volition, Jogamaya arranged. So that time, when Krishna came and he asked, what happened to my Baba, father? He said, he went inside under the water and he never came out. Did you search? He said, yes, we search everywhere, we're searching. And then they also started crying. And Krishna also overwhelmed, he also started crying. I want my Baba, father. So okay, you all watch here. Do not search, I'll bring him. So he went underwater and he entered into the Varun Dev's palace. When Varun Dev's place, of course Varun Dev was having a big party to welcome him. You know, with a big procession, with a blowing conch shell. And it's very interesting. One of the Ishkan painter painted all this. It's like underwater with the hair like blowing. Krishna's. It's not exactly like this, but it's very nice. We can relate. That's a nice painting. We can relate. Otherwise, how would you know it's underwater? But over there, just like here, we are normal. We are breathing by the air. Underwater, for them, it's normal. But because that's how the body they have. So Krishna went there. They welcomed Krishna. And at the beginning, before Varun Dev gave him a big singhasan seat, he said, by the way, please forgive me. I have committed a grave offense by kidnapping your father. But just to have your darshan, we did this, please forgive us. Please see your father is here. Oh, they actually served Nanda Maharaj with a big arrangement, you know, golden bed with a nice cushion and they're fanning underwater. Don't imagine like that, but that's how it is. Their world is beautiful. And it's all decorated, you know, wealth. And Nanda Maharaj was well taken care. And then they invited Nanda Maharaj, please come and have a seat. And Nanda Maharaj is watching, first time in his life, that his son being addressed as a God. Not only God, Supreme God. And they are saying, you are the creator, destroyer, maintainer, you are the origin, you are above creation. Beautiful verses. And Krishna book gives, Prabhupada gives a very nice explanation for paragraph after paragraph, Krishna's glory, how Varundev glorified Krishna. Nanda Maharaj is thinking, are they talking about my son? Are they aware? He's my son. Why are they talking about God? I know God we should glorify. And so he was like overwhelmed. And then at the end, Varundev says, that supreme absolute truth, under who Narayan, Vishnu, they are maintaining everything, that origin is you. Nanda Maharaj is saying, did I heard it right? They're talking about my son. It's the origin of Godhood. So it's very big emotional change. Because when you hear majestic aspect of God, opulence aspect, awe and reverence, naturally submission arises. You know, you evoke submission. Yes, yes, I want to surrender to the Lord. But it does not produce so much affection. But when you hear the sweetness about Krishna, you know, how he cares for his devotee, it evokes our affection, isn't it? And we want both. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur said, we need both. We need submission and affection, both. So then, was very nicely, Nanda Maharaj heard it, but he could not put together. And he's contemplating. Then finally Krishna came and embraced his father. I said, Baba, I'm so sorry. He said, no, it's fine, everything's fine. Okay, his father is fine, he's fine. You know, and actually it was Krishna's desire also to grant this. So everything is over, then they came back. All of a sudden they popped from the water. He's like, whoa, what happened? Oh, there is some garland. Before they took bath, there was no garland. So this garland and all this beautiful smile and everything is normal. There's no suffocation, you know, like a struggle or underwater. No, it's like a rather joyful. Nanda Maharaj said, everything is wonderful. I just went somewhere. I'll tell you all later. Let's go. So they all went back home. That was wonderful. I'm looking at the time. I'll just end like this. Then what happened at the end? Sunanda, then Abhinanda, the other brothers of Nanda Maharaj. Every day is asking, what happened? Why you are so happy? I thought you were struggling. There must be something mysterious. You got to tell us. When are you going to tell us? Today, in the court? They have a court. Every day in the court, they have a cases. They are serious cases, like this world. Except, it's all related about Krishna. Like cases like Brahmanas are reading Shastra about the beauty of Narayan, how glorious Narayan is. And then they felt very disturbed because Krishna happened to just walk by and smiled at them, all the readers, Brahmanas. His smile is so beautiful, it's much more than what Shastra said about the God. Then they feel guilty. This is not good. What we are thinking is not good. Krishna cannot, he is a son of our Maharaj, but still is a Vaishnava. But God cannot be less than any being. This is not good. My mind is like completely captured by his smile. What should I do? Even I'm reading, but I'm not feeling attraction to God. I'm feeling attraction to Krishna. What to do? Then all the Brahmana says, let's go to the Nanda Maharaj. He has to solve this problem. This is a serious. We don't want to commit offense to God. So they go there, Nanda Maharaj says, why you are worried about it? You know my son is not a god. Other day there was a thunder. And he is in his room. He knocked the door. Baba, can I come in? I said, yes. He said, I'm afraid of the thunder. You think he's God, he's afraid of the thunder? When he's hungry, he cry for breast milk. Where do you find the God who will cry for breast milk? Don't worry, he's not God. So the youngest brother, he composed immediately. He's like an instant poem composer. He writes, Krishna is not God. Don't worry. We are his relative. He wants to be with us. Even if he's God, so what? It's not a big deal because he doesn't claim he's God. He just wants to live with us. We want to live with him. And they sing and they have a drum, you know, Kartal Mridanga. And the court session ends with that. Every day there is some issues like this. So that's how Varundev got darshan of Krishna. Krishna also revealed. But still Nanda Maharaj says, something I am hesitating to tell you, I know Varundev, he is a very learned scholar. He is one of the main. There are, you know, Brahmaji has a house and Brahmaji has an office. Brahmaji's house is in Sattaloka, which is, you cannot just go and come back today. By the time you come back, there's many jugas over. But his office is in middle planetary system where we are also. There's one of the nine, there's seven barsha, and one barsha is called Jambudip. And Jambudip has a nine island, and one island is this planet. And the middle of this nine island is Ilabriti barsha, and there is a big Mandar hill made of gold, solid gold. And Prabhupada gave many lectures on it. He even said Russians are found out about this gold hill. They are looking for it. I don't know how Prabhupada found it. It was very interesting. Anyway, back to this. So on the top of the Mandar hill, there is a Brahma's office. And there is a four side, there is a four principal demigods' office. So you can reconcile many topics, like where they met Brahmaji, but not going to his home, just his office. Brahmaji comes. So back to this, that where Varundev literally revealed, I'm just, in a short I'm saying that Varundev revealed, actually Nanda Maharaj saying, I was a little bewildered because Varundev is very learned, he's a very elevated demigod. His opulence is supersede our opulence. That's not true. Because in Vrindavan opulence, everything is hidden by the sweetness. But Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, one dust of Vrindavan, in Vrindavan, has more opulence than entire Vaikuntha. So what to talk about Varundev is just a mundane opulence of demigod. So that's not. But that's how they perceive, because they are so much blindly in love with Krishna. Like Prabhupada says, Krishna is, Nanda Maharaj is so much in love with Krishna blindly, that he cannot, what to talk about Supreme God, he cannot even give a position of demigod. Krishna is a demigod, like this. So like this. So Nanda Maharaj mentioned that he was glorifying my son as a supreme. I'm not sure how to understand this. We know he is Narayana Gunasami. Gargacharya says, Narayana Gunasami. He is equal to your son. Sometime the Narayan empower your son to act like killing demons. Like, so Narayan Shakti comes in him. Or maybe he's like Narayan, you know, some idea they have. But today I heard he's the origin of Narayan. This is bewildering. Gargacharya in his name-giving ceremony didn't say like that. He says it's Narayana Gunasam. So that's why the confuse happened to Nanda Maharaj. So Nanda Maharaj was explaining. So after that, I have 6 minutes. I'll just say it in 2 minutes, how in a very short, that one day all the Brajavasi gathered Krishna and told them that we need to see who you are. You really need to show us. We heard all this, and they gave a whole lecture about what they are hearing about him. He said, you really want to see? Okay, come to this bathing place on Akrura Ghat, a place called in Vrindavan, Akrura Ghat. And he told them, okay, you go under the water when I say, ready, 1, 2, 3. And they went, and when they came out, they didn't see Vrindavan, they saw floating Brahman. And they were traveling for millions of years.
which is just a blink of a moment to Praj Vrindavan. But they saw Krishna always next to them, so that was the good thing. It's only for the Brajavasi Krishna is next to them. Otherwise in Brahman you don't see Krishna. You just say nothing, just say floating. So after a while they said, Krishna, is that you really? Yeah. Krishna said, yeah, I'm also Brahman. He says, a little boring. What do you want to do? We want to go back. Okay, close your eye. And when I say ready to go, you close your eye and you go. And they came back to the Jamuna bank. That was boring. That's not really you. He said, yeah. No, tell us what about the other aspect? You have like an unlimited palaces and all this. Okay, they did it again. And when they opened their eye, they saw they are in Mahavaikuntha. They were like, wow, huge temples, huge buildings. Everybody is busy worshipping God with their stuti, prayers, big puja, all this shastra recitation going on, dancer, drama, wonderful. Everything is gold, diamond, everything, but in transcendental world. They spend some time after they visit. Krishna, we are a little tired of this. Can we go back to our village and play with you? He said, okay, then close your eye. 1, 2, 3, they come back. They said, no, really, how can we hear so many things? Is there a place exactly like we heard you were married also? He said, you want to see it? Okay, they did it again, same thing. And they came to Jiva Goswami Pad, we just read, Jiva Goswami Pad in Gopal Champu, there is a 4 volumes, big, very nice. But Uttarakhanda, last 5 chapter, gives this details explanation. That where there is a Shakya and there is a Parokya. In the highest chamber of Golok Vrindavan, there is a Vrindavan where Parokya, and there is a Shakya, Radha Krishna's are married. So where Madhumangal went, they said, somebody looks like me. He said, what's your name? He said, Madhumangal. Well, I am also Madhumangal. How come we? They made all duplication, origin. And then, after little while, all the coward boys and everybody, Brajavasi, said, no, we are tired of this. We want to have fun with you and we want to be with you all the time, playing like this. He said, okay, close your eye. They came back. They came to this conclusion. Doesn't matter who you are. It's not important. We just want to be with you and serve you and play. So Krishna said, okay, don't ask. Just have a fun. And they stayed back. This is the end of the story. How Prabhupada ended with the translation like this. God Premanande Hare. Thank you. So I have 2 minutes. Any? Yes, Prabhu. Corner picture. I cannot see very clear with my eyes. Is that the ballroom? Oh.
Who did that?
I don't know. Pushkar Prabhu? No. Doesn't look like his. Is there a name, mother? And the painting? Who did it? Who is mother-in-law? Mother Janava?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The one with the mosaic. That's what I was heard.
Oh, very nice. I didn't even realize.
Haribol.
Thank you for pointing out. Yes, Prabhu.
Yeah, as you're describing so nicely, there's so much of sweetness and satisfaction. Satisfaction on a spiritual platform, on a pure platform, that eventually, somehow or the other, that because we entertain envy, we are here today, as we supported in Bhagavad Gita, Prakriti Kremanani, Gune Karma Savasaha. You know that's true. The conditioned living being thinks himself to be the doer. So definitely we entertain envy, and we was we were sent out to the material kingdom. What is the philosophical understanding about how the envy got there and why, and how we started to entertain the envy when we was purely satisfied, as you were describing, so much a nice satisfaction, you know, on the pure platform, living in the spiritual kingdom. But how did the envy came in?
Your question is very nice, but time is saying what to do. It's already 9 o'clock. But in answer to your first part, Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasya ahankara vimuratma kartaham iti mannate. That verse does not say that we are not doer.
We think that we are.
No. We are doer also, but we are not independent doer.
Well, but I try to think.
Otherwise, we will blame Krishna doing everything.
All this bad
thing going on in this world is not done by Krishna. So we have to understand. Because if you go to 1861, Ishvara sarva bhutanam riddhesho arjuna tishtati, Brahmayam sarva bhutani jantrarani mayaya. In this verse you can say Krishna is the doer. Then if you go to 514, I can tell you 7 verses. 514 says, na kartittam na karmani lokasya svijata prabhu, na karma phala sangyoga sabhavastu pravartate. There it says the nature is the doer. Many parts in Bhagavad Gita you will find doer. So the conclusion, 1814, adhisthana tatha karta karanam cha prithaka vidam vividasya prithaka chasta daivam iti panchama. You consider, one day you sit down for 5-6 hours, read all those translations of Prabhupada's purport. It's clearly that 5 factor you have to accept. Not one. I am not independent, individual. Independent doer. I am contingent doer. Contingent doer means I desire. I want this. Whether good or bad, whatever it is, I desire this. Then Krishna in my heart, he sees, is he eligible? Is Pran Govinda Das eligible for this? If it is a bad, Krishna will guide, don't do it. But if I am rebellious, stubborn, then Krishna will sanction, then Maya will manifest this. So I am initiating cause, Krishna is sanctioning cause, Maya is instrumental cause. There is an efficient cause, there is an ingredient cause. You have to consider all these 5 factors. 18, 14 and 16, Krishna says, if you don't take these 5 factors, you are not intelligent. You cannot survive as a devotee. We have to. So it is not that we are not doer. What doer is that? So morning walk Prabhupada had, I'm sure you all have heard this. Prabhupada, since Krishna is directing everybody, why not he directs towards him? Then Prabhupada stopped. I was watching that one day, remember, very, very interesting topics. And then Prabhupada said, Krishna is directing not according to his will. He's directing according to individual soul's will. So then I think Rameshwar Prabhu, if I'm not mistaken, he said at that time, he said, so that means I have to desire to come back to him. I have to desire to serve him. Prabhupada said, yes. So we are initiating cause. We are also cause. We are also doer. We have to desire to serve. We have to desire. We are the doer in that sense. That I want to serve the Lord. I want to serve Prabhupada. I want to chant. Then Krishna will give the facility, sanction. Then the facility will come by Jogamaya's arrangement. Not that we are not doer. We are just not separate, independent doer. That has to be focused. Now, how the enviousness came, where? In the spiritual world? Spiritual world also has a origin, envy is there. There's a one pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrita purport, Prabhupada writes, where Radharani is conversing with Krishna and seeing one gopi girl embracing Krishna, and she was so angry right in front. He said, how dare she embrace Krishna? Then Lalita Sakhi comes, says, O Radhe, this is your shadow. Her love is so transparent. Her shadow reflects on Krishna's body. Looks like another girl with Krishna. So is that in envy? Yeah, it is a transcendental envy. Then she realized, oh, it's my own shadow. Okay. So there is a pure form of, it has to be there. Because envy is also the biggest emotion. It plays. Every emotion is nourished in Krishna consciousness, in spiritual world. How it is nourished? But how did we come to this world? This is a good discussion. This is a very good discussion, but it requires 4, 5, 10 hours time. It is not just one word. Did we fall down? No, we didn't fall down. Or how it is? I can't explain you in one sentence. You read it. It's in Prabhupada's books. We spend, actually, all, believe or not, we spend days after days on this. Many devotees, many GVCs, many sannyasis. Guru Prasad Maharaj told me he spent days, months. Many sannyasis spending time. This is my request. Spend some time on Prabhupada's books about this. Then you'll find. And if you're not, I'm here also, I'll help what I'm convinced. We cannot blame Krishna. We have to blame ourselves first. We are responsible what we mistake we do. So I hope that gives you conclusion on that.
Yes.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, 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 Rama Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hare Hare. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you.